From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Thousands of Florida drivers may now be eligible for millions of dollars in traffic fine refunds after a state Supreme Court ruling in a red light camera case. The court said the cities of Aventura and Orlando violated state law when they launched their red light camera systems to spot and ticket red light runners in 2008. That was 2 years before the state regulated red light cameras and made them legal. Hallandale lawyer Brett Luskin is one of the lawyers who sued. Here's how he reads the court's opinion.
The rules of the road have to be uniform. When you're driving anywhere in Florida, it's important that you be able to just know what the rules of the road are and not run into a situation where you happen to cross into a city or county where they've passed their own system, where you have to go to kangaroo court and get extorted for potentially thousands of dollars when the rules at the state level are completely different.
Although Aventura and Orlando were the defendants in the case, every city with a camera enforcement system is affected. Only drivers who were ticketed between 2008 and July 1st of 2010 are eligible for refunds, and it's not clear how the money will be distributed. Camera systems that are still operating were not affected by the court case. Researchers at Florida Atlantic University plan to place turbines in the ocean to generate electricity from the Gulf Stream current. WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo has more.
Florida Atlantic University plans to start testing the world's first turbine in the ocean. The turbine will be used to generate renewable energy. The U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management signed a 5-year lease with the university. FAU will run tests 13 miles offshore from Broward County. The project will cost close to $20 million. It is funded by the U.S. Department of Energy, the state of Florida, and private companies. FAU needs to do video surveys of the ocean floor before installing chains and anchors that may damage coral. The first buoy will be installed this year. The first turbine is planned to be sunk in the ocean next year. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
West Coconut Grove residents had the opportunity to voice some of their concerns about the lack of affordable housing at a town hall meeting Wednesday. Miami Commissioner Mark Sarnoff was there and says he has been working with the federal government to provide affordable housing to West Grove's residents. The task is difficult because of federal guidelines and the difficulty getting people to sell their properties at a reasonable price.
Apparently, a lot of people own these homes are not from the West Grove any longer, and their idea of what they want to sell them for is pretty high.
There is a waiting list of residents who would like to buy these homes through the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Agency. They'll be ready within the next 12 months. And a Fort Lauderdale exhibit of civil rights era photography is being extended to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. The exhibit of Bob Adelman's photographs opened at Nova Southeastern University's Museum of Art Fort Lauderdale in January. The photographs of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and historic marches to Montgomery, Alabama, will remain on view through July 13th. Adelman volunteered as a photographer to the Congress of Racial Equality and the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. He went on to shoot the covers of national magazines and the front pages of national newspapers. President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law on July 2, 1964. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.